All right, now, let's see. I just ask you, do you ever say anything like just common folks? Could that be something nice to say about somebody?
Well, it wouldn't be too disrespectful, but I don't think you should mention it in the presence of their hearing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And suppose an old man could still do all of his own chores, you'd say he's still mighty?
He's mighty glib.
Ah, all right. And if the children were out later than usual, you might say, I don't suppose there's anything to worry about, but I can't help feeling a little...
Why did you stay out with the dry cows?
Stay out with the dry cows?
Why did you lay out with the dry cows?
What does that mean?
Mean that you just stayed out longer than you should have stayed.
Mm-hmm.
That's the term in Winston County. Well, I stayed out with the chickens last night.
Yeah.
I stayed out with the dry cows.
I've heard stay out with the chickens. I've heard get up with the chickens. That's what I've heard.
Well, you can stay out with them, too.
Okay. But you might say to your wife, I can't help feeling a little bit... you're worried. I can't help feeling...
Despondent, or I can't...
Or the opposite of easy is...
If you feel like it's difficult, or oppressed,
or... The opposite of easy is...
Hard.
Well, not that kind. The easy meaning you feel upset. I feel
downhearted. Feel blue.
Use easy and put an un in front of easy.
Uneasy.
Yeah. Okay. And a child might say, "I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid."
And if somebody left a lot of money on the table and then went off and left the door unlocked, you say he's mighty.
He's mighty free. One thing, and he wasn't thinking.
Or if,
He doesn't care for tempting people.
We're using a form of care. You'd say he's mighty...
He doesn't care.
He's not careful, he's... The opposite of careful is...
Well, the opposite of careful would be, useful.
Well, care something. Care...
Careless.
Okay. And there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
Run that one more.
There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
Like an imbecile.
What's a way of saying that? To mean peculiar.
Foolish or peculiar.
Could you say queer to mean that?
Queer? Well, I hardly ever use that. Let me say something there. This sounds a little different. But I hardly ever use a queer because we have queers.
Mm-hmm.
The homosexual
right.
is sometimes classed as queer and probably is.
Mm-hmm.
Or
okay.
she is, whichever it might be. Okay.
If a man is very, makes up his mind and nothing can change it, you say to him, don't be so...
Hard-headed, stubborn, couldn't turn him with a dynamite.
That's it. Somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper. He's awfully what?
He's awful touches.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
mad.
And if he was about to lose his temper, you'd say to him, just...
Just hold on here a minute.
Or just but keep...
Just keep quiet.
Or keep...
Keep your tongue. Keep yourself in complacency.
In a burning building, you might say to the people, we'll get all right. Get out all right. Just keep...
Keep silent or keep still. Or
calm, do you say that?
Calm.
All right.
All of that.
If you started sneezing, you'd been out in a draft, you'd say you were doing what?
Taking cold.
Okay, and if it...
Well, I'm opposite. I sneeze a cold off.
Oh, really? That means you're getting over the cold.
When I go sneezing, I'm happy.
Oh, good. All right, I suppose it affected your voice, you'd say you were what?
Had laryngitis, throat trouble, I'm choked up.